welcome to the home of explanations. You've got more than money. You've got Gene Dickinson, your host, your personal financial advisor. We are live this Saturday morning. It's June 22nd. It is probably the most beautiful morning of the year so far. Certainly rain-free. Basically, as far as I can see, not a cloud in the sky. We're at Arts Quest. We're down at Steel Stacks. It is a glorious day. Breezy, cool, perfect for a 5K. Roll, walk, run. You've got every option under the sun. And you're going to be able to help a tremendous organization. We'll tell you more about that here in a moment. So welcome to More Than Money. If you're a loyal listener, you know exactly how this works. Shortly, we'll give you a number of ways that you can reach us, that you can be part of the show, have your questions asked and answered, and put yourself in a finer financial position when we are done with our show than you were when we started. We go straight through till 10 o'clock this morning. There's going to be lots going on, a lot of opportunity for you to check in, for you to check in with us, lots of opportunity for you to come visit us. As you heard, we're live. We're at the Arts Quest, right in front of Arts Quest, down at the Steel Stacks. Easy to get to from anywhere in the Lehigh Valley. And if you're already signed up for the Laughing at My Nightmare event, then you already know that so much is going on that it's really, really incredible. Already the activity here is kind of off the charts, and the race doesn't start till 9:30. But they've got tons of volunteers. Lots of great folks are here. Again, we'll tell you more about that in a moment. More Than Money was invented so that we could serve you. We could answer your questions about investments, about income taxes, about estate planning, about the business of your life. We are here to serve you. We are unlike so many other wannabes who they put a show in the can and toss it up there and they hope that you'll call because they send you their 800 line about every 5 seconds. We do it a little differently here. We make you the absolute heart of the show. Your questions, your concerns, your observations are what we're most interested in this morning, and serving you is at our highest priority. So if you have a question, 610-720-7900. If you have a question, send me an email, gene@askmtm.com, G-E-N-E at askmtm.com. If you have a question, you can log on morethanmoneyonline.com. Hit the Listen Live button. That takes you directly to our show through the miracle of iHeartMedia. And if you have a question or a concern, you can hit the Ask Gene button. Takes it right to my smartphone. Yeah, it's a little something when your phone is smarter than you are. That's just the way it is this morning, but we use the smartphone. We'll get your emails. We'll get your questions off the website, and we're happy to assist you in any way that we are able. All right, we are, again, at Arts Quest. We're at Steel Stacks. We are here for the Laughing at My Nightmare 5K Run, Walk, Roll event. It is fantastic, absolutely fantastic, run by some of the most wonderful people you will ever meet, including the ever-dapper, and sporting this morning one of the most colorful headbands I have seen since Woodstock, Mr. Shane Burkaw. Young ladies, I have some sad news for you. You young ladies out there who've been following Shane and his meteoric rise from modest Moravian college student to media star. You've read his books. You know how smart he is. You know how funny he is. You know how talented he is. And if you listen to him, you know how handsome he is. Well, he's off the market because last Saturday, Shane popped a question for his amazing young lady girlfriend, now fiance. And Hannah said yes, and they are destined to be married, and we couldn't be happier for our good friend. One of the funniest young people that I've ever met in my life. So, lots to celebrate. Hannah graduated and got engaged all within, I think, about a 24-hour period. They're working on another book. That would be Shane's fourth. If you haven't currently read his current book, you got to get a copy, and there are copies here. You can come down and get your own copy by joining us. In addition, if you come down and say hi and heard and just mentioned that you heard us on your way in, we've got a small supply of More Than Money stuffies, some of the cutest little things you have ever seen. Our team put together we got a moose here that'll melt your heart. And it's got a little More Than Money MTM Financial Group t-shirt on. It is adorable. We have a moose. We have a frog. We have a polar bear. We have a tiger. I got to admit, I can't pick. I love polar bears. I always have. The moose is really cute. And, of course, I got three cats at home, so the tiger kind of attracts me. And maybe it will you, too. So we invite you. Please come down. Please join the excitement. In addition to Shane and Hannah, Sarah is here as well, Sarah Burkaw, and lots of other wonderful folks who are volunteering to help out with the event today. Several years ago when we first came to this event, there were five or six volunteers. There was one tent, two speakers, and about 30 or 40 runners. I don't know how many runners we had this morning, but it's a lot. As I look out over just the volunteer staff, I'm seeing easily 40 or 50 people already here, already gearing up to serve the attendees for the 5K. In addition to all these wonderful folks, you're going to get to see just about everybody from our More Than Money team. Diane and Megan are coming down for sure. Sue, if I understand correctly, is coming down. Stephanie and her family coming down. The ever-popular Rob and the kids are coming down. Greg Grillo coming up, I believe, with both of his daughters this morning. We're missing a couple guys, but for the most part, that's a tremendous team. And if you're looking for them, especially Diane and Megan, just look at the front of the pack. Because they're going to take off like, all right, maybe middle of the pack. They're going to, they're going to ease off. Maybe the back of the pack. It could be, just look in the pack. They're going to be in the pack someplace. But just look for two of the prettiest things on the planet, and you go, whew, that's got to be Gene's wife and daughter. That's just how that works. And lots of our friends are coming down, too. I'm hopeful that we're going to see Tom and Chris Happel. And some members of their family, perhaps Jen Landreau will come down. Lots of folks are coming. We hope that you're one of those folks who comes down and visits us this morning. Sarah, as some of you know, is currently residing in North Carolina. Shane and Hannah currently residing in Minnesota. Laughing at My Nightmare, headquartered in Bethlehem. They are truly a bi-coastal, up and down, right across the board, multi-state organization now. And if you've been following Shane and Hannah on their vlog, their video blog, they're doing some amazing stuff. And Shane is sharing his message with lots and lots of kids, lots and lots of schools, lots of them being done by video remotes, what GoToMeeting or whatever other technology they use to get Shane in front of schools all across the country so kids can understand some of the issues, some of the challenges, and some of the remarkable accomplishments where the word disabled used to be. You barely got through. Shane is demonstrating to the world that disabled is simply one part of who he is, and his success just astounds us. Doesn't surprise us. He's amazing and talented, but it does astound us. And if you know Shane the way I do, you couldn't be happier. So if you'd like to join us this morning, call 610-720-7900. You can send me an email, gene@askmtm.com. You can log on to morethanmoneyonline.com, and all of those ways will work very, very well. I've got a fistful of emails. We're going to answer as many of those as we possibly can as we go through the morning. Let me see if I've got anything. Oh, yes, I have an important announcement. we had a number of our clients call this week who have received letters from the IRS. Now, normally, that's not a great thing. Our tax department, very active, very professional, very committed to doing the very best job they can. Occasionally, something slips through and the IRS goes, we're not sure we agree. And our clients might get a letter, and then, goodness, that's not fun. In this case, several of these letters have resulted in an examination that found out the IRS was wrong. As a matter of fact, in one particular case that Diane was describing to me, the IRS, after she finally got through being on hold for an eternity, compared their numbers with the numbers that were actually sent in, and they were completely different. They were not the taxpayer's actual numbers. So somehow in the electronic filing process, which you would think would be pretty secure and pretty accurate, it goes from one set of electrons through electrons to the IRS set of electrons. You would think that they would have absolutely no trouble matching those things up. Apparently there was a, glitch. There's a lot of other words you could use for it. But in this particular case, we're going to be polite and we're going to use the word glitch. And the numbers they had for the taxpayer were completely different. Now, what makes this completely considerably more concerning, is it concerning or disconcerting? When I was growing up, it was always disconcerting. And now all the politicians and politically correct people say concerning. So, I've discovered. It's disconcerting. So, what makes this particularly disconcerting is that the IRS sends the letter, says, we disagree. By the way, send us $251. A lot of people would look at that and go, you know what, for $251, a lot of hassle. Got to call my tax preparer. That might cost me something. I got to refile. You know what, I'm just going to write a check. And the suspicious person in me, the cynical person in me, the realistic person to me, the experienced person to me, after all, 780 years. You got to put that kind of wisdom to good use. And in the 780 years of experience person to me says, is the IRS on a campaign where they would say, you know what, if we send out 1 million letters and just say, send us $251 to everybody, probably 70 or 80% of those people are going to go, heck with it, and send in a check. And all of a sudden, we're going to pick up, 150, 175, $200 million? Not that we're owed, not that the taxpayer himself or herself owed, but just on a fishing expedition. That's the cynical 780 years of experience. I'm certain, no, I'm not. I'm hopeful that I am incorrect in that assessment, but the reality is that's what we're up against. So if you receive a notice from the IRS that says, hey, we disagree, and the number is relatively modest, don't be so quick to simply write the check and send it in. Don't be so quick to just kind of cave. At the very least, ask the question. Ask your tax preparer, take a look at the numbers yourself, go back to TurboTax if that's what you used, and at least ask the question. A 5-minute conversation might very well save you $250. And if you're like I am, I would rather spend the $250 on the time and the energy and the effort and maybe the cost of my tax preparer and give it to them than I would give it to the IRS. 610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com, morethanmoneyonline.com. We are at Arts Quest. If you're not familiar with Arts Quest, right by the old Bethlehem Steel Stacks, you come anywhere from the Lehigh Valley. You can come in from 191, from 512. William Penn Highway takes you directly in. You go past the casino, you take the next right on Founders Way, and we're a block in. Parking is glorious, the weather glorious, and the organization is glorious. Laughing at My Nightmare does so much good throughout the country, raising funds that help support the needs, the specific needs, those kinds of things that change the lives of young and old with disabilities. It might be a wheelchair, it might be a chairlift. In the past, they've given away a handicap accessible van. They have raised tremendous amounts of money and helped so very many people, and they're just getting started. This is the biggest event that they have each year in terms of fundraising. If you're not a runner, you're not a walker, you're not a roller, come on down anyway. You are absolutely invited to make a contribution to Laughing at My Nightmare. If you come down, stop over the WAEB booth. I'm under the pop-up because it's sunny out here, and I'm a delicate guy. Come on over, and if you show me that you're making a contribution to Laughing at My Nightmare, we'll make sure you get a More Than Money stuffy. It's so cute. It's absolutely worth the trip down. So please join us if you are able. 610-720-7900. Let's go to a couple emails. This one's signed by a couple. It says, Gene, we've used your company to help us transfer my 401k to an annuity when I retired during the economic recession, and we learned to respect you and your people greatly. You're very kind. Thank you so much. We've been wondering about AAG reverse mortgage. Seems too good to be true, but tempting. Would like your opinion of this program. It's from John. John, thank you so very much. You're very kind. Kind words, and I appreciate your question very much. AAG is not a company I'm familiar with. I'm wondering, because I see Tom Selleck on TV. I always keep my TV in the office. I keep the volume on zero because I don't want to accidentally have to listen to Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer. So I keep my volume on zero, but I see Tom Selleck, my close personal friend, we spend many, no, I'm kidding, doing commercials for a reverse mortgage company. It may very well be this company. So if you're talking about this company, not sure. If you're talking about reverse mortgage as a program, what is my opinion? I think, of course, it depends. It depends on your set of circumstances. It depends on your goals. It depends on your needs. It depends on what you're trying to do in your financial life or what you need to do in your financial life. But I will tell you that many people say, sounds too good to be true. And I can assure you it is not. There are very, very positive attributes about reverse mortgages. There are concerns about reverse mortgages. You've got to understand how they work. You've got to understand how they fit into your picture. They've got to understand why you might consider a reverse mortgage. And then you absolutely have to understand why you should avoid a reverse mortgage if it really doesn't fit you. Let me just give you just kind of the Reader's Digest condensed version. Do people read Reader's Digest condensed books anymore? I must have read 500 of those in my lifetime. I don't think I've seen one in 20 years, except at the library book sales. I don't even think they take them anymore. But you know what I'm saying. Let me give you the basics. Reverse mortgage is a mortgage. Keep that word foremost in your mind. You know how mortgages work. You borrow money. You pay it back with interest. A reverse mortgage is exactly that. You borrow money. You pay it back. Well, someone pays it back, and there's interest indeed. But unlike a traditional mortgage, reverse mortgages have no required payments. So you could borrow $50,000, $75,000, $100,000, $200,000 and not pay it back during your lifetime. You could absolutely be in a position where you borrow all that money, agree to have that interest accrue, not pay any payments whatsoever, and when you and or your spouse, no, my apologies, if you are married, you and your spouse have left this green earth and gone to greener pastures, then the house is sold, then the reverse mortgage is paid, and with the accrued interest. So it can be a very valuable way, very powerful way, to acquire some very, very interestingly large sums of money, by the way, tax-free, that you do not have to pay back. If, on the other hand, your goal is to leave your home to the family, to the next generation, perhaps you have a child that lives at home and you expect that they're going to continue to do this, reverse mortgage is not a good idea. Perhaps your idea is, I'm going to borrow this money on a reverse mortgage for just a year or two and then move somewhere else. Not a good idea to borrow on a reverse mortgage short term. There are fees involved, and that can make it a very expensive way to get from point A to point B. So, some good ideas, some not so good ideas with reverse mortgages. Make sure that you pay close attention. 610-720-7900. We go to the phones. We talk to Tom. Tom, good morning.
Yeah, I have two questions on Roth IRAs. First of all, can you tell me if they are subject to the inheritance tax because you paid the tax up front?
The answer is yes. An inheritance tax is a death tax. It's not a income tax. So the Roth IRA passing to the next generation will get to them. They can spend the money. There's no income tax, but yes, there will be inheritance tax.
Okay. The other question, I like your thoughts on converting from a standard IRA to a Roth IRA. As you're probably aware, I deal primarily in municipal bonds, but you've heard schemes floated by people like Teresa Giller-Ducey, which basically want to basically confiscate some $20 trillion in tax-deferred retirement accounts and exchange them for an annuity. You know, at age 65, it'd be like a big Social Security scheme, and they're going to give you, at age 65, a $200,000 a year annuity for the rest of your life. But who knows what living costs are going to be, then. And obviously, the younger you are, the sooner they can basically say, hey, you don't get any more opportunity to contribute to these retirement accounts because, we can buy you this annuity. And, the government's basically, if you follow this closely, and I'm sure you do, they're looking to try to get their hands on this, so-called $20 trillion in tax-deferred retirement accounts. What's your thought on converting, regular IRAs to Roth IRAs and avoid these required minimum distributions, pay the tax now? And
I appreciate your question, Tom. Let me give you a couple thoughts. The idea of converting from a standard IRA or a 401k to a Roth IRA or a Roth 401k is a very specific individual question. It cannot be answered with a broad brush because so much depends on the income tax bracket that the taxpayer finds themselves in. If you're converting $500,000 and you happen to be in the 20% bracket, it's going to cost you $100,000 right up front. And for the vast majority of folks in the Lehigh Valley, all they have to do is hear that number and the pain is off the chart. They're not even going to consider it. If you, on the other hand, are going to convert that kind of money maybe over a course of years and get your tax bracket down into the 7, 8, 9, 10% level, there's a lot of folks who would say, if I can pay 10% and get the hell out from under the IRS, I'm happy to do it, and I would tend to agree. The whole idea of all these government schemes to get more and more and more taxes out of us, up until the election of President Trump, I would have said there's probably a 50-50 chance that that's likely going to happen in some form. The reality is that the most recent tax law that the Trump administration has started to push through, it's already passed the House. It's going on to the Senate. It's expected to pass in the Senate. It's called the Secure Bill. Would actually increase the age at which you had to take RMDs from 70 to 72, and then hopefully even higher in the future, making it more accommodating. So I'm not fearful of some of these whacked governmental programs that are literally going to confiscate from Americans and force them to do things that they don't wish to do. What I'm really much more encouraged about is the opposite direction. But each individual taxpayer has to look very carefully at where they are in life. Can they afford to pay the tax? Can they get from the standard to the Roth and still maintain their the standard living? And if they can, it can be a fabulous idea.
Yeah. Well,
Tom, I appreciate
again,
the call
I deal
very
in municipal bonds a lot. You know those things are under attack, too. They're trying to come up with trying to limit the amount of muni bonds that you can hold, and, you know, all kinds of schemes, you know, to basically try to, again, you know, make those bonds in some way taxable. And, you know, it's just, I just wonder, because I have quite a bit of money in municipal bonds and tax-exempt individual bonds, never a bond
and Tom,
fund.
We all have to stay aware, we all have to stay alert, and we all have to vote like demons next November. Tom, thank you so much for the call.
You bet.
We're coming up on a break. I hear the voice of an angel. Mr. John Elliott back in the studio. Jeff right here making sure we don't blow away, that's for sure. And making sure that we do everything exactly as we should here on More Than Money. And one of the things that we should do is take a break so we can pick up Fox Network News, get a little bit of detail, maybe a weather report, but most importantly, give you a chance to get geared up. Head on down to Arts Quest for Laughing at My Nightmare. Stop over to our WAEB pop-up and say hello. We'll take your calls at 610-720-7900. After this on More Than Money. Explanations. You've got More Than Money. You've got Gene Dickinson, your host, your personal financial advisor, live this Saturday morning, June the 22nd, at the Laughing at My Nightmare 5K Run, Walk, Roll event. Biggest fundraiser of the year for Laughing at My Nightmare. If you're not familiar with their organization, please go online, do a little bit of research, take a couple minutes, use your smartphone, but then head on down and take some action. Join an incredible group of people who are raising funds for an incredible organization that started right here in Bethlehem, right here in the Lehigh Valley, founded by Shane and Sarah Burkaw, two cousins that have achieved tremendous, tremendous success in serving others. And Sarah's here, up from North Carolina. Shane is here with his brand new fiance, Hannah. Former girlfriend, now fiance, let's be formal about it, just asked her a week ago. She said yes. Look, we all tried to talk some sense into the girl. What are you going to do? Bottom line is that they're here. Shane and Hannah here autographing Shane's most recent book, Strangers Assume My Girlfriend Is My Nurse. There's a title for you. It's a provocative book. Not sure I would hand that off to your 11-year-olds, but if you're a Shane Burkaw fan, and if you're not, you should be. Come on down, get a signed copy of his book. If you're not signed up to run and receive the collector's edition T-shirt, then, hey, come on down anyway. Lots of food, adult beverage, lots of great folks to meet, and if you want to make a contribution, we'd be happy to gift to you one of our collectible More Than Money MTM Financial Group stuffies, some of the cutest things you have ever seen. Little frogs, little tigers, little, it's a moose. It's a moose. It's not an elk. It's a moose and a polar bear. So come on down. If you'd like to join us this morning, we have 84 and a half minutes left in this edition of More Than Money to answer your questions. 610-720-7900. And you can send me an email, gene@askmtm.com, G-E-N-E, at askmtm.com. Or if you're further afield and you'd just like to maybe share the show with somebody you care about that doesn't pick up our signal directly, all they have to do is log on, morethanmoneyonline.com, morethanmoneyonline.com. They get the Listen Live button. They get to listen to the entire show. And if they have questions, they get to ask Gene with the Ask Gene button. Works very, very well. Again, 610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com, morethanmoneyonline.com. Young lady writes, is the deadline to take my RMD April the 1st or December 31st? She actually, kind of cute, put April 1st, which I missed, and or December 31st. Well, it's an interesting question, and most folks who are listening who have gone through this have already decided that they know what the answer is, and the answer is both. Her email does not tell me how it's a young lady, so we'll be more diplomatic. She does not tell me when she turned 70 and a half, because that's the critical issue with whether she missed her April 1st deadline or whether she has until the end of the year. If she turned 70 and a half this year after January 1st, she has nothing to worry about. She's got December 31st. She's in good shape. But if she turned 70 and a half last year and did not take her first RMD, then she absolutely had an April 1st deadline to take her RMD. And in the absence of having taken it then, she's going to have to explain to the IRS why she didn't. She should take it out as soon as possible. She should make sure that the taxes that are due are paid appropriately done by having the custodian withhold those taxes as that distribution comes out of her IRA. Do that as quickly as possible, and then also file a letter of explanation with the IRS for your slip-up. The IRS is reasonably accommodating for folks who missed this April 1st RMD deadline. But for those of you who, and there aren't very many, I'm not certain there would be any that listen to our show that would have made this mistake. But if you've missed your RMD, for 3 or 4 years, yeah, they're not as accommodating. Yeah, they just think then, you know, the yoke's on you, so to speak. 610-720-7900, Gene at AskMTM.com, MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. I've seen Sue Velarde. I got a text that Diane and Megan are on their way. I know that Greg Grillo and his daughters are on their way. Lots of the More Than Money team are going to be here. You should check in with them when you see them. Lots of our friends, friends of the More Than Money group, will be here as well. The Happels are on their way. Jen Landrieu, I believe. I know that Darren Landrieu is very, very committed to his running. All right, I made that last part up. So come on down to Arts Quest, Steel Stacks, center of Bethlehem, adjacent to the casino, which I guess is not the Sands anymore. Somebody else. The casino, you know where that is. Been in it twice in my entire life. One because I needed the restroom. Anyway, 610-720-7900. Come on down. We'll introduce you to the crowd. Gentleman writes, seems lately the stock market really doesn't react badly when we get bad news. Good news seems to help. Bad news doesn't seem to hurt. Is that true or am I missing something? I believe it's true to a degree. I also believe you are missing something, like maybe part of your memory. May, the stock market dropped rather precipitously. During May, the market was down enough that it caused a lot of folks to have some real anxiety. For folks who are only remembering their May statements because they haven't gotten a June statement yet, they're not confused about bad news affecting the market at all. They're pretty convinced bad news just tanked their accounts until they get to see their June statement. For folks who are More Than Money clients, folks who are part of our More Than Money family, if you've been in for your reviews during this last 2, 3, 4 week period, all right, 2 or 3 week period, then you've actually already seen, you've already had the opportunity to take a peek at the kinds of returns June has given, which are fantastic. So, does bad news still send the market down? The answer is yes. But I agree, it does not seem to send it down as much. This past week, Iran did some very bad things. Very, very bad things. In the past, you would have expected that that kind of an attack, both on the oil tankers going through the Straits of Hormuz and on U.S. military asset, the drone, flying 60,000 feet in the air, shot down over international waters, you would have rocked the stock market in anticipation of military conflict, in anticipation of energy shortages. The impact would have been immediate, it was incredibly negative, and would not have seen a rebound until some resolution of that military conflict. In this particular case, after the drone was shot down, the stock market went up. Stock market looked far more at the economics and far less at the geopolitics, and concluded we're still on a strong path. For good reason, no question, but still an interesting reaction, contrary to what you might have expected in times past. Interesting corollary to the fact that the stock market not only didn't drop, but actually rose a bit upon the news of this Iranian downing of the U.S. drone, is the issue of energy independence. Lots of folks in the past have encouraged the United States to have accommodating regulations so that whether it's oil or natural gas, whether energy producers, so the energy producers could produce enough that it would make United States energy independent. Well, 2.5 years ago, the administration changed, the policies changed from one of choking off energy production to opening up energy production. Not only is the United States energy independent as we speak, but they are a net exporter of energy. If the Iranians had decided to take us on 20 years ago, when we were deeply dependent on the fuel coming out of Iran, on the fuel coming out of Venezuela, another country in tremendous turmoil, the impact on the market would have been devastating, because they would have projected increases in fuel costs. They would have projected increases in transportation costs, delivery costs, logistical costs, costs across the board, crushing corporate profits. And as a result, the stock market would have dropped precipitously. The United States stock market not only did not in this instance, but it didn't need to factor in that, because the reality was we are energy independent. A really powerful place for us to be as a nation when faced with aggression from an energy producing nation. Do we need Iranian oil? Not particularly. Do we need the socialist country of Venezuela to provide our needs? Not particularly. And if we continue on the track that we're on, we can become the energy provider to Europe as well and cut off their dependence on the Russian oil, the Russian natural gas that flows from the east. Pretty interesting development in a relatively short time. 610-720-7900. Gene@askmtm.com. MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. Let me see here. Go to this one. This is a gentleman who writes. I apologize. Logistically getting to it. Well, Gene, retirement. I have money in an annuity that earns 3%. Other money in savings earning 1.5%. And if I go for Social Security next year, I'll get about $1,000 a month. I've heard a radio program of yours talking about deferred annuities producing a lifetime of income. Wondering what you can do to help me retire soon. I am 65 years old. This gentleman has heard correctly. There are deferred income is not technically the correct phrase. If you're using an annuity as an income vehicle, quite often they are either income annuities or they are immediate annuities. Deferred annuities are typically ones where investments are made, but we don't touch the money for a year, 2, 5, 10, 15 years. They defer the taxes, and we don't begin touching the money until some point in the distant future. So if we're looking at producing income, then an income annuity, whether it be a fixed indexed annuity with an income rider, a variable annuity with an income rider, or an immediate annuity, which is simply an income producing vehicle that gives you back both interest and some of your own money guaranteed over your lifetime, can be a very, very powerful part of a successful retirement. When we talk about retirement, getting to retirement is quite an accomplishment. It's a real feather in your cap, so to speak. Staying retired is really the key, and that's making sure that you never, at least completely, run out of money, that you always have enough to cover those needs that you have, those mandatory expenses that we all have and will continue to have in retirement, keeping a roof over your head and food on the table and life being good and fun and joyous. So having that opportunity can be created by an annuity in a number of different forms. Which form is correct for you? An immediate annuity, a variable annuity with a lifetime income, a fixed indexed annuity with lifetime income? The answer is it's impossible to know without looking at your very, very specific set of circumstances. It is impossible to know kind of off the top of one's head, which is why so many of our competitors who have in the can radio shows, who want you to believe that what they have is what every human being needs, it is the only annuity that any human being should ever have, absolutely silliest thing I've ever heard. Time that you have one product that's perfect for everybody, it means that somebody, and it's typically the salesman, but somebody isn't telling us the truth. 610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com, morethanmoneyonline.com. We have 8 minutes to the top of the hour. Happy to take your calls at 610-720-7900. We get calls on a very regular basis about a local real estate investment group. And the local real estate investment group offers, through their radio show, through their – good morning, sir. Mr. Greg Grillo in the house. How are you, sir? You want to jump on air for a moment? Jeff will get you a microphone.
Thank you, Jeff.
I'm going to interrupt my answer on this real estate program to welcome Greg Grillo to the venue.
The venue. Thank you very much, Gene.
And did you come alone or are you accompanied?
No, I was accompanied. I have I'm kind of a thorn between two roses today. My two daughters are here. They're over there just putting their number on their shirt.
Are they checking out Dad?
There they are.
Dad's a radio star. They're both looking at you like, what? What?
They're like, wait. Oh, now I have to take a picture of Dad on the radio.
They're enjoying that.
They are.
Well, as well they should.
I'll get them over here to say hi.
Oh, that'd be great. That'd be great. We'll get them on air. We'll embarrass the hell out of them. And they'll never want to come back. It's what I do.
Hey, I warn them.
So you are well. You look fit. You look like you're ready to rock.
I look like I'm ready to rock. Talk to me in about 2 hours from now.
Let's see. A very good time would be about 23, 24 minutes. Very, very acceptable time. 30, 31, 32, right there.
Okay.
So you're figuring what? You're going to measure yours with a calendar?
Yeah.
Hey, you're here.
I'm just hoping there might be a rickshaw along the way.
Nice. Hey, $20,
make
buddy.
A couple of bucks.
At least you're here. We have some of our More Than Money team.
Yes.
Who punked on us.
Well, not to name names.
No. Well, they can figure it out.
Right.
They can figure it out. Let's see. Greg's here. Sue's here. Mm-hmm. Diane's on her way. Megan's on her way. Mm-hmm. Stephanie's on her way with the whole family.
With the whole crowd, yes.
Yeah, wow. And Gene's here.
Gene's
here. Mm-hmm. Huh. There's
Kent. Who?
It's not coming to me.
His name's escaping me.
Yeah, maybe later. Maybe later. So, this is your first time.
First time, yes.
You've learned a little tiny bit about the organization, Laughing at My Nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting behind the autograph table over there, Shane Burkhardt.
I see Shane.
And his fiancée, Hannah. They just got engaged.
Very nice.
And they do amazing work, just amazing work. They're working on their fourth book.
Wow.
Shane has written two for adults, this last one very adults. the title, Strangers Assume My Girlfriend is My Nurse.
Great.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And he's written a children's book, absolutely amazing, fantastic. His words, the photography, everything about it. And now he and Hannah are working on a book together.
That is great.
Fantastic.
Awesome. Yeah, I'd love to go over and meet him. I haven't had a chance yet.
We'll make sure that that happens.
That's
and
great.
His cousin Sarah's here as well. As you can see, tons of great volunteers. Are your daughters excited?
They're thrilled.
Are they?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're enjoying it. I mean, this is a good venue. It's a first 5K for both of them. So, I just waved them over. Here they come.
You think they're going to get I think they might end up with stuffies. I think that could very well happen. For those of you that are listening in on the Grillo family adventures, we are at Steel Stacks. This is Arts Quest. We are literally in front of the blast furnaces for Bethlehem Steel. And what was formerly the glory of Bethlehem is now the glory of Laughing at My Nightmare. The Grillo girls. Bucknell Proud. Nice.
Represented.
And not proud of anything, actually, kind of, apparently. So, do you want to interview your daughters?
Oh.
No.
I'll introduce them. How about
I'll
that?
Introduce
I'll let you.
Them.
But be kind, please, Gene.
Introduce away, sir.
All right. So this is my daughter, Hannah. She's a sophomore. I'm sorry, going into her junior year at Bucknell.
They're called rising junior.
Rising junior. And Abigail, and she will be a junior in high school.
So you guys are exactly 4 years apart. That is so your mom and dad didn't absolutely declare bankruptcy while you were both in college. Nice. See how they think about this kind of stuff?
That's right.
All right, give me this for a second.
Oh, there you go.
All right, I need to know, what are you studying in college?
I'm a bio major. Biology.
Oh, no, I knew what bio was. I'm just, holy crap, that's hard stuff.
Yeah, it's not the most fun at times.
But
I love it.
And your objective is?
I want to go to PA school.
PA school.
Yeah.
Well, you've met some. I think she met Mackenzie.
I did.
Or no, you've been in touch with.
Yes, I emailed her.
You haven't met her yet?
No.
She's fantastic. I've got three daughters, but she's not bio, but she could be really close. She could be my fourth daughter.
Yeah.
She's fantastic.
We have one of those.
You have one of those as
well? Yeah. Abby has a friend like that.
Oh, I thought you meant that Abby really wasn't one of the originals and
well,
that maybe she's – we're just going to let her hang and
sometimes I wonder.
What a horrible and, you know, totally appropriate thing to say from one sister to another. So, young lady, junior in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And have you picked a college?
No.
Have you even thought about picking a college?
Mm-hmm.
And when you think about college, have you thought about, like, what you might major in?
I want to do, like, psychology.
Psychology.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now you're scaring me because I'm pretty mental, as your dad's probably told you. You're probably sitting here going, now I could diagnose 4 or 5 really like psychiatric things that are going wrong with this guy right as we speak.
Yeah.
Really?
All right.
No, we'll talk later. Ladies, thank you so much for joining us. Very exciting.
Thank you. All right, thank you, girls.
By the way, for everybody out there listening,
see you back there.
If you had to pick somebody to be a guest, you would pick the girls and not Greg. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. It's just...
I know that's the only reason you asked me to come on.
So that we could interview them.
Exactly.
Go get yourself ready.
All right, Gene.
Get pumped
you.
Up. Thank you, sir. I'm going to turn that off so we don't get too out of control. 610-720-7900. We're approaching the 9 o'clock hour. The gun blows here at 9:30. Come on down. In the meantime, 610-720-7900. Give us a call. Gene@askmtm.com. Send me an email. We'll take your calls, your emails after this on More Than Money.